There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
The power of selective expression and focus. In a journey of self-expression and personal growth, understanding the dynamics of verbal expression and the impact of external influence is important. Now, as we evolve in our intelligence and in our awareness, we begin to recognize this profound truth that we need verbal expression less. This realization is not a retreat from the world. It is not. But it's a strategic advance towards inner peace and focus, and particularly the focus on productivity. The diminishing need for verbal reaction is a result of your expanding your intelligence. You learn when you expand your intelligence that not every situation warrants a response. It's not about suppressing your voice, but choosing your battles wisely. Give me an example. If you go to a fast food restaurant, you order something quickly, and they get your order wrong. Is that a battle you want to take on? Especially with a person who probably has a lot more problems than you do, and whatever problems they're going through has nothing to do with you. It's also an acknowledgement that silence can be a powerful form of communication. It allows you to conserve your energy in matters that align with your values and goals. And I'll tell you personally, I've learned that silence ends a whole bunch of problems and distractions. You know, there's some people in your life, that is their sole goal, is to distract you. And silence, that's a kryptonite to them. You see, this strategic silence is a hallmark of emotional intelligence. See, this enables you to navigate life's challenges gracefully and with composure. It also allows you to rise above negativity and slights. You know, in this world of negativity often seems like it shouts the loudest. But it's important to realize that your peace of mind is priceless. Not every negative comment or apparent slight deserves your attention, much less your response. Learning to let go of the need, and I use that big word, need to react to every provocation, seems like it shows your maturity. It reflects on a deep understanding of your worth. And I say that because you have worth. Focusing on your path and not giving power to negativity. See, when you do that, you cultivate the resilience mindset. And that can propel you towards your goals. Protecting your mind is important. And that's why I talk about the importance of a news diet. In our hyper-connected world, the constant barrage of news can be overwhelming. Now, while staying informed is kind of important, it's equally crucial to discern the information that you consume. Taking a break from the news or curating your own sources can significantly reduce your stress and anxiety, allowing you to focus on personal and professional development. The other day, I had to take a little road trip, about 3 hours long, and I was listening to NPR News. For those outside of the country, NPR News is a national public radio. It's a nonprofit organization that does radio, and they've been doing radio for close to 60, 70 years. And it's supposed to be neutral, but listening to NPR, and this particular program is called All Things Considered, 23 minutes of negativity. 23 minutes. And it was weighing on me. I usually like NPR because I get great information and things I did not know. I usually get that. But in this particular case, it was 23 minutes of everyone mad at everyone. 23 minutes of political wrangling. 23 minutes of talking about some fighting in another country for some war that has been going on forever. And then they talk about the negativity and the babies dying. Now, all of these things are important. I'm not saying that they're not important, but do you really want to consume that in a time when you're trying to grow? In a time when you're trying to grow. Remember, you are the gatekeeper of your mind. Now, protecting your mind from the relentless influx of negative news is not ignorance. It's a strategic choice to preserve your mental health and well-being. Even after that 23 minutes, I went to one of my favorite podcasts. This one is, of course, my favorite. But my favorite podcast, which is This American Life. And it started with 30 minutes of negativity out of my 3-hour drive. A whole hour was consumed with negativity. How am I ever going to get a great mindset? This is why I download a lot of audiobooks. If you have not downloaded Audible or any place where you can get positive feedback or positive information or from books or learning, any way you can get that, that would be an important thing to get. You see, the brain, the human brain, is an incredible asset, capable of profound creativity and problem solving. However, the potential can be stifled by constant intake of hostile and irrelevant information. Now, being a gatekeeper for your brain means you actively choose what to allow in your mental space. It's about recognizing that not all information is beneficial, and some can detract from your focus and your motivation. By curating your content you engage with, you empower yourself to maintain a positive, productive mindset. Going back to what's something I talk about all the time, which is the power of written plans, one of the most effective strategies for staying focused and motivated is the development of written plans. Writing down your goals, your strategies, and reflection is a tangible reminder of your path and your progress. I actually keep mine in a binder with me so I can look at it at all times. See, it clarifies for me the thoughts and my intentions. I have 4 goals in my book this year. I call it my blueprint. I've already hit one, a major one. I am on my way to hitting number 2 right now. And probably by September, I'll have 3 and 4 done. By September, that's actually going to be ahead of schedule. But see, having that roadmap is your guide through the complexities of life with a clear sense of direction. Cultivating your positivity and focus, that's important. See, remaining positive in the face of adversity is not naivete. It's a strength. It's about seeing beyond the immediate challenges and recognizing the opportunity for growth and learning. Staying focused on your plans and goals requires discipline. And, get this, a positive outlook. You see, it involves believing in overcoming obstacles and viewing setbacks as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. As your intelligence expands, you'll find the need for verbal expression becomes more selective. You will learn the power of silence is the most important thing on focusing on what truly matters. You protect your peace and productivity by rising above negativity and taking a break every day from the noise. And being vigilant, a vigilant gatekeeper for your brain, Embrace writing down your plans and maintaining a positive mental attitude. Focus on your mindset. Remember, the journey to personal and professional growth is not about avoiding challenges, but navigating them with wisdom and resilience. Stay motivated, stay focused, and let your intelligence and positivity light the way. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Gerald Jax, J-E-R-O-L-D-J-A-X, Zone of Action on Facebook as well. Happiness starts with you, not your relationship, not your job, not your money, but it starts with you in the Zone of Action.